The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Federal Reserve has been dropping interest rates, but mortgage rates have not been moving in lockstep. We'll find out why in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. Social Security recipients will see an additional $24 in their monthly checks next year. That's a 1.6% increase. But for many seniors, about a third of that will go toward a roughly $9 monthly jump in Medicare Part B expenses. Those cover doctor's visits and other types of outpatient care. A steep drop in income can not only affect your wallet, but your heart as well. A study of 9,000 people found a correlation between an income drop of more than 50% and higher risk of cardiovascular disease. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed that those who had suffered an income drop between the late 1980s and the mid-1990s were much more likely to suffer heart problems over the next two decades. That included strokes and fatal heart attacks. The study also found a more than 50% income rise was associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease.
The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
Mortgage rates usually fall as interest rates fall, but even though the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates in July and is expected to lower them again by December, mortgage rates have not followed them lower. Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen is here to explain what's keeping mortgage rates from falling. So Ben, the average 30-year fixed rate for a mortgage for this week, the week of October 4th, it's about 3.5%. Is it common for mortgage rates not to move in lockstep with interest rates?
Well, what you see generally is that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage tends to track most closely the 10-year Treasury yield. And the 10-year Treasury yield has been falling a lot over the last few months, you know, in part because of the Federal Reserve's decision to lower interest rates and sort of the economic factors around it. And as a result, you'd expect that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage would, the rate on that would fall just as much. And while it has fallen, it just really hasn't fallen nearly as much as at all. So it's kind of barely budged, even though you've seen sort of the benchmark it tracks go down a lot.
But traditionally, when we've seen interest rate reductions the way that we have seen, mortgage rates typically do fall at a more precipitous rate than we're seeing now?
It sort of depends on the time period, and it depends really on, you know, how much lenders are sort of going after business. If they're sort of really aggressively pursuing business, they will often lower rates, you know, in lockstep as aggressively as they can to try to attract borrowers. But what you're seeing here is a little bit different because lenders, if anything, are sort of overwhelmed with demand. Rates have fallen enough that it's bringing in all of these folks who want to refinance their loans, but lenders haven't kind of scaled up their businesses. They cut back a lot last year and haven't really hired a tremendous number of people. And because of that, they're sort of overwhelmed by demand. So when you look at kind of the economics of the business, what they're doing is they're kind of keeping rates a little bit higher to manage that demand, which might mean like doing less loans, but at the same time, they're earning more per loan because of the higher rate.
And they're seeing a stronger demand in mortgages and refinancings currently?
Yeah, it's definitely been up a lot this year. I mean, it's important to note that mortgage rates have fallen a lot more slowly than Treasury yields, but they have fallen. And that's been a boon to folks who, you know, might have bought a home, you know, last year when rates were near 5% and now they're less than 4%. So, you know, people still want to refinance and they're kind of lining up to do so. But they just might not get quite as low of a rate as they might expect going in.
But is there a perception problem here? You know, borrowers hear all this talk about lower interest rates, and then they see mortgage rates not budging, even though they have come down. But they're not, they don't seem to be moving as quickly as interest rates have come down. And that keeps the housing industry sort of in check. And the housing industry is not heating up as a result.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely one factor that's kind of kept a lid on the housing market. You've seen home price growth start to cool over the last year. You've seen sales be kind of lackluster. And, you know, one factor in that is that, you know, rates, while low, are not, you know, so low that it would be a crime not to buy a house. They're a little bit higher than sort of you might expect, given how low the Treasury yield is.
Now, you mentioned the lending companies are trying to make some money to bring their staffing up, but they also need to please their investors.
But I think what you see here, and we'll have to see how third quarter earnings come out for, you know, the big banks with large mortgage operations and the big non-bank lenders. But, you know, even though they might be making fewer loans than they could if rates were lower, if they lowered rates more, they are making probably more per loan because of sort of that differential that's widening between their cost of funding and the rate that they're charging on a loan.
Now, earlier we said the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is about 3.5%, and that means that there are lower mortgage rates out there. How can prospective borrowers find attractive rates?
Well, there are a lot of resources online that you can check out. Websites such as bankrate.com will tend to list what all of the different bunch of different lenders are offering. Important to note, though, that you do need to go to the actual bank to find out what the exact rate is. You know, the rate they advertise might differ depending on your credit score or other factors that kind of go into the rate.
And is it competitive enough where your bank might match another rate that you find elsewhere?
It depends.
So there's some wiggle room for negotiation, and how much do they want your business?
There may be some wiggle room, but sort of as we noted at the outset, this is sort of a time where lenders kind of have the upper hand just because there is so much demand, and that kind of may make it a bit more difficult to negotiate.
All right. So the key here is shop around. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen here in our studio. Ben, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.